Okay, are there verses that address the age of accountability issue? What are your beliefs about children who pass away before they are old enough to understand salvation?
All right, let's jump right into it. No, there are not verses which directly address the age of accountability. If you look up age of accountability in a concordance, you're not going to find it. My belief is that God in his sovereign love covers children by the blood of Christ. I cannot definitively prove that, but I can suggest it from a number of verses. For instance, we've got the passage in Samuel with when David's son dies. And he says, he will not come back to me, but I will go to him. Now, where is David going to go? Well, you could say, well, maybe that just means death. Some people say, well, he went to death and I'll go to death. But it sounds much more personal than that. It sounds like he's going to be with the child. And we know David is going to be in heaven. That's a real clear one. There's a few Old Testament characters where you kind of go, Saul, is he really saved or was he not? And, you know, maybe he was. But with David, you don't have to wonder. It's very clear. He's a man after God's own heart with all of his flaws, all of his sins. So David's in heaven, and he's going to go to where his son is, and David's going to heaven, so doesn't that mean that the little child is in heaven? There are some other suggestive passages as well, but if you just take the passages where Jesus demonstrates his love for little children, you know, permit the children to come to me. Don't prevent them. Unless you become like a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. I just think it's very clear the heart of God for these children. But I would make this clarification. Do not argue for the salvation of children on the basis of their innocence. That's a bad argument. They're not innocent. We all sinned in Adam, according to Romans 5. We are sinners by nature. We have inherited sin. We are sinful from the very time we are conceived, according to Psalm 51. So don't think, oh, well, children, since they're innocent, go to heaven. No human being is innocent, but God can still sovereignly cover them with the blood of Christ. And I would extend that as a very real possibility to severely mentally handicapped people, you know, there's not the capacity, as far as we can see it, to respond. But God, in his graciousness and kindness, I believe, covers those people with the blood of Christ.